John McCain says his military background, his 5 years as a prisoner of war in Vietnam, and other experiences have made him a realistic idealist on U.S. foreign policy. His focus is on national security, as he made clear in a foreign policy speech in Los Angeles, California, in March.
I know we must work very hard and very creatively to build new foundations for a stable and enduring peace. We cannot wish the world to be a better place than it is. We have enemies for whom no attack is too cruel and no innocent life safe, and who would, if they could, strike us with the world's most terrible weapons.
McCain says winning the war in Iraq is central to the war on terror. He strongly disagrees with his Democratic opponent, Senator Barack Obama, who has promised to begin withdrawing U.S. combat troops from Iraq if he is elected. McCain also says Iran must be prevented from acquiring a nuclear weapon. Peter Beinart, a U.S. foreign policy expert at the Council on Foreign Relations, says McCain's background leads him to rely on U.S. military power.
I think John McCain is within a tradition that I think is a conservative tradition, in that I think he fundamentally sees the world as a realm of conflict, not of cooperation, which leads him to naturally focus more on potential military threats and less on issues.
McCain, who has made frequent trips to Iraq, says he knows the horrors of war better than most, and that only a fool or a fraud sentimentalizes war. On the campaign trail, Obama often asserts that McCain is, in effect, running for a third term of the Bush presidency. McCain dismisses the idea.
I'm not running on the Bush presidency. I'm running on my own service to the country.
Hella Dale is a U.S. foreign policy expert at the Conservative Heritage Foundation. She says while McCain does share some major priorities with President Bush, he is harder to pinpoint on the ideological spectrum.
I think it's a little hard to put a label on him, honestly, because in some respects he's not a conservative at all. I think you almost have to look at it on an issue-by-issue basis. If you look at what he is advocating for Iraq or Afghanistan or the promotion of democracy worldwide, which he has spoken about, he falls probably closer to the neoconservative thinkers. But when it comes to things like climate change and cooperation with the European Union and all other multilateral bodies, that certainly is not particularly conservative positions at all.
Dale says McCain has stirred controversy within his own party for some of his positions and enjoys the role of an independent maverick. Many in both parties say they respect John McCain for his military service, his physical and mental toughness, and his strong personality. In the battle for the White House, McCain is likely to stress these qualities and to remind voters again and again of his decades of military and foreign policy experience. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听。请推荐给身边的好友。